Throughout my life, from the time I was a small child learning to read via the comics page in the Chicago Tribune through this very day, I've loved Charlie Brown, Lucy, Linus, Snoopy, Schroeder, and their friends. Because I loved Peanuts so much from my earliest childhood through my entire adulthood, it was natural that I'd mention Woodstock in my book, Sharing the Wonder of Birds with Kids. While I was researching it in 1996, I wrote to Charles Schulz himself asking about Woodstock. I wrote, "Did Snoopy ever figure out what kind of bird Woodstock is? Last I recall, he was thumbing through a field guide and speculating that he might be a ruby-crowned kinglet, though I can't find that strip and don't have a clue where it might be indexed. As an ornithologist and avid birder, I've noted that Woodstock's flight pattern is exactly like that of a cedar waxwing after eating fermented berries, his plumage rather like a yellow warbler's, and his crest like a great curassow or resplendent quetzal. I might have guessed that he was a unique hybrid of these species, except that his friends looked just like him. So my conclusion is that they belong to a rare and unique species thus far undescribed in the ornithological literature. Ornithologists classify birds primarily by analyzing mitochondrial DNA and other cellular samples from blood and other tissue and through close examination of the skeleton. But I assume Woodstock doesn't want to donate tissue samples, and his skeleton is obviously still in use." I concluded in my letter to Charles Schulz, "There have been rare cases where a newly discovered species was named based on drawings or photographs. Since you are the only person who has actually seen Woodstock and drawn him from life, you are the only one qualified to assign him common and scientific names. Have you ever considered doing this?" My letter was dated February 2nd, and I received a response from Charles Schulz dated February 13th. He wrote that Woodstock, quote, "and Snoopy have never been able to figure out what kind of bird he is, and a lot of people forget that he was originally a girl bird, for she was Snoopy's secretary," end quote. I was thrilled beyond measure. I used the information in my book and hung the letter from Charles Schulz up in my office. There it remained until just last year when I received a letter from the Charles M. Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa, California. For the 50th anniversary of the Woodstock Music Festival, which was where Charles Schulz took his little bird character's name, they put together an exhibit titled Peace, Love, and Woodstock. And oddly enough, though Charles Schulz disposed of most of his fan mail, my letter was filed away with a handwritten Woodstock info added to the top. The museum staff wondered if Schulz had ever responded, so I scanned my letter from him and sent it to them. Then they wondered if I'd be willing to let them borrow the original for the exhibit. Of course, I said yes and sent it off. When the exhibit was set up, Benjamin Peary, the museum registrar, sent me photos of the correspondence hanging in the exhibit. Thrilling as that was, it led to a most natural yearning to go to Santa Rosa to see the exhibit up close and personal. So Russ and I decided to take a trip to California, which we did just last week. The Woodstock exhibit traced Schulz's use of birds in the cartoons from the beginning through his fine-tuning of the Woodstock character. Just about every time we walked into the room with my correspondence on display, someone was actually reading the two letters, which was gratifying to say the least. I love that a quarter century ago, Charles Schulz read a letter that I wrote to him, and I love that he thought it significant enough to both answer my letter and then file it away. I love that the bird character he created is still beloved today, and that my little correspondence with him became part of an exhibit specifically about that bird, coincidentally and magically marking my own beloved Snoopy's 50th birthday. I lead a freakishly happy and rich life, all because of birds. Who could ask for anything more? You can see photos of the exhibit and my correspondence with Charles Schulz on today's blog post. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.